Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
I don't know, but the Lord try to help somebody today. So.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Do you enjoy reading the book of Acts?
Yes.
Acts chapter 1, beginning there. We're going to look in Acts chapter 5, so I don't want you to get confused there. But beginning in Acts chapter 1, how the Lord begins to move on the church and begins to work in the church. Acts chapter 2, Pentecost, outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon the disciples in the upper room. They all begin to speak in tongues. The Spirit of God gave them utterance. They were empowered to go out and to reach the lost. Bam. 3,000, 5,000, such as should be saved. The Lord added to the church daily, what the Bible tells us. And the church was expanding, the church was growing. And, you know, there's a group of people that didn't like that. They didn't care for that too much, that the church was on the move. Great things was happening. They didn't like it too much. And the reason why they didn't like it was because they were on the losing end. People were giving their heart to the Lord, serving God, and giving, following Jesus.
Right.
Man, they quit going to the temple, right? Tabernacle, quit offering up their sacrifices. Now they're following Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, some of the people didn't like that. Let's read in Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5, verse 17. Amen. Then the high priest rose up. That's what happens. That's what happens, right? High priest rose up, and all that were with him. Notice that he rose. The high priest rose up, and all that were with him. He had his own little gang going there.
Yeah.
All right, he had his own little group. It's funny how somebody feels empowered when you give them somebody to back them up. Right?
Right. Right.
You give them just a lone person standing. They don't. Nah, they won't do it. They get somebody they think's behind them. They get some people they think that support them. Or somebody that will stand up with them. Then they can get some boldness, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's where he was. Them that were with him, which were of the sect of the Sadducees, they were filled with indignation. They had a rotten attitude, what they had. They laid their hands on the apostles, put them into the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When you read in the book of Acts and you find great things begin to happen, amen, that's when this Sanhedrin and they started rising up. They didn't like it. The high priest,
right.
He didn't like it. You know, the bully never likes it when his territory is being threatened.
That's right.
Right? Amen. I want to talk to you a little bit this morning, just briefly, about beating the bully, all right? And we're living a day where there's a big, big push about bullies.
Oh, yeah.
You know, who was the first bully? Who was the first bully? He's been, let me tell you who I think the first bully was. I think it was Cain. All right? Don't you think Cain was probably the first bully?
Yeah.
Huh. My brother, he's getting the blessing. I'm not getting the blessing.
Yeah.
And so what's he do? He wants to exert himself and you know, ends up killing his brother.
Yeah,
and it's probably the first bully.
Right.
You can go through the scripture, but we're suddenly, now, we suddenly get an interest in bullies.
Yeah.
In people being, somebody being a bully. Well, let me tell you, nobody likes a bully.
No.
Yeah, that's right. Nobody likes a bully. Now, you know what? I never had the problem of being a bully. I wasn't always this tall, so I've grown to this. All right? So there was times that I was not known to be the bully. But I do know what it was like to be bullied. Brother Guy, did you ever know what it was like to be bullied? Not really. I wouldn't think so. No. But My. And I'm not going to ask him if he was ever a bully. I'm not going to ask that. But I would have been surprised. He said, "Yeah, I was bullied. I was 6 foot tall in the third grade, and they bullied me." No, but anyway, man, nobody likes a bully. And maybe when you was young, your mom tried to teach you that, or your dad tried to teach you. Nobody likes a bully. And it didn't take you long when you, if you were ever bullied, you realized nobody likes a bully. Nobody likes to be pushed around. Nobody likes to be beat up on. Nobody likes it. Well, why all of a sudden we're just now getting this big push about bullyism? Well, let me tell you, it's common everywhere. It's been around for a long time. But what is a bully? Bully. Bullying is intentional tormenting in a physical, verbal, or psychological way. If the methods range from hitting, shoving, name-calling, threats, mocking, extorting, taking one's possession. Some indirect methods of bullying are gossip, refusing to socialize with somebody, criticizing, right? Maybe you're criticizing the way they dress, their appearance, their look. Maybe it's even their faith that you are criticizing. But that is what a bully is. Webster says that a bully is a blustering, browbeating person, especially one habitually cruel to others who they perceive as being weaker than they are. The bully always tries to find somebody that they think is weaker than they are. That's right. Not that they have to be weaker, but somehow the bully wants them to think that they are weaker. Right. The bully wants you to think that you can't fight back. Yeah. He wants you to think that he's got more power than you, right? The goal of a bully is to beat somebody into submission. The bully, he wants by his, if he has to, he'll do it physically. He'll do it through intimidation. But he wants somebody to submit to them. That's how he gets your milk money and your lunch money, by getting you so terrified that you think that you can't fight back, and you submit and you give in and you surrender, right, your lunch money to the bully. Research indicates that those that have that are a bully, they have what they call an authoritarian personality, and combined with a strong need to control or to dominate. A strong need to control or dominate somebody. That's a bully. Studies have shown that envy and resentment may be motives for bullying somebody. They're jealous. They become jealous of you. Jealous of what you have. Jealous of what may be happening in your life. And so therefore, they are jealous of that, and they want to bully you to give it up. While some bullies are arrogant, others use bullying as a tool to boost up themselves, to build up their own self-esteem by demeaning others, and they empower themselves by abusing somebody else. Yeah. Do you ever know a bully? Yeah. That pretty well describes them, don't they? Sure. But let me tell you, I believe that Satan, the devil, he is the biggest of all bullies. He is the biggest of all bullies. Amen. He loves to browbeat. He loves to beat us down. He wants every one of us to be beaten into submission to him. He wants to hit us. He wants to beat us down. He wants to steal from us. Amen. He wants to take everything that you've got. Amen. Well, let me tell you what. Amen. He wants to beat you down, because that's the only way that he can lift himself up, is to pull you down. That's the only way that he can exert authority in your life, is by beating you down. He beats you down, and that's how he kind of lifts you up. He wants you to be in submission to him. That's right. He wants to steal from you, rob from you. What's the Bible say? The devil has come but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Hey man, when I talked about those studies of a bully, they have authoritarian personality. I think that describes the devil. Hey man, he has a strong need to control or dominate your life. He wants to be in control of your life. You've heard, Jesus take the wheel. Well, let me tell you what, Satan wants to take the wheel of your life. He is not satisfied unless he's driving. He does not satisfy in the back seat, in the passenger seat. He wants to be in control of your life. He wants to have the steering wheel. And he will not be satisfied unless he is dominating your life and in complete control of your life. Why does he get so angry? Why does he get to be such a bully? Because when Jesus comes in your life, he begins to lose control. Suddenly, you're not submitting to him. You're submitting yourself to Jesus Christ. Suddenly, he's not dominating your life and controlling everything about your life. But now Jesus Christ is in control of your life. So the bully rises up. The bully rises up. Amen? He's arrogant. Yeah, he is. And that's why that's what put him in the place that he's in the first place. His pride, right? Lucifer's pride lifted him up and thought he was better than God. Thought he was better than the one that created him. Hey, man, he's arrogant. Hey, man, he uses his bullying as a tool to lift up himself and to make himself think that he's a God. He wants to have the more people that he can have under him makes him feel like he's more powerful. The more people that he can have under his control makes him feel like he's more important or that he's some big God. But listen, amen, he is a created being, amen? Amen, and he is not in control of your life. Man, he wants to empower himself in your life. The bully. How many have ever been beat up by a bully? You don't have to raise your hand, okay? We know. We can see the black eye. We know. You see people that in schools, kids that it's sad to see people get beat up by a bully. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. If I see somebody bullying somebody, I want to intervene. I want to step in and say, hey, pick on somebody your own size. Leave them alone. Is that about how you if you saw a bully on the block out there beating up on the little guy and knocking his bike over and stealing his lunch money, would you intervene? I hope you would. I hope you would, because we don't like to see somebody bullied. I do not like to see the Christians bullied by the enemy. But I see Satan working in people's lives, keeping them beat down and attacking them and working against them, amen, to keep them from really having victory in their walk with God, amen, and he uses things in our life, amen, to keep us beat down all the time. Amen, Satan always attacking, always trying to show his dominance, always trying to prove his authority in our life. Amen, sometimes I just get tired of Satan being a big bully. I get tired of that. Amen. The people in the book of Acts chapter 5, amen, I've got to hurry today, this morning, but the people in the book of Acts chapter 5, amen, when the move of God started, the power of God was moving, amen, people were getting saved. 3,000, 5,000 every day. The Lord was adding to the church. Amen. And such as should be saved. Amen. Let me tell you, there were some people that didn't like it. They began to persecute. They began to throw them in jail. They began to beat them. Doesn't that just sound like a bully? Hey man, what were they doing? They was wanting to quiet that message of Jesus Christ. They was wanting those followers of Christ to be put back into submission. And so they would persecute and attack and imprison and beat them. Amen. But let me tell you, amen, the word of God prevailed, didn't it? Amen. The word of God prevailed. Amen. A bully, he feels that he needs to attack because he is threatened himself. He is threatened. Okay? When he feels that his power is being threatened, that's when the bully wants to rise up. And that's when Satan wants to rise up, because he feels like his power in your life is being threatened. Because now when Jesus has come into your life, you know what? Satan is no longer empowered.
No, he's not.
Satan is no longer in control.
No.
Now he's knocked off of the throne of your life.
What?
Now he's knocked off the throne of your heart. And guess what? Now the Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, is enthroned in your life. And now he is feeling threatened because he is losing power in your life. He used to have power over you. He could make you do what he wanted you to do. He could cause you to go out and sin, fulfill the lusts of the flesh, do things that you knew was not right to do. Amen. He had control over you. But when Jesus came into your life, amen, he breaks the control, amen, that Satan has over your life, that power that Satan has over your life. He liberates you, gives you freedom from that. And Satan does not like that. And that's why a new convert is attacked by the enemy and attacked by Satan, because Satan feels like he's losing his power. He's losing his power in your life. Amen. The bully wants everybody to think that they are tough and that they have power over everybody. And Satan wants you to know, think that he's got control of your life. But when Jesus comes in, he takes control. Amen. Satan is threatened because he's losing his position in your life. He no longer has that position in your life that he can control you. That position that he once held in your life has been handed over to another, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That position that he once held in your life, where he could control you and beat you and defeat you.
Right.
Amen. He does not like to lose that position. But when Jesus comes into your life, he takes over that place in your life. Amen. And Jesus leads and guides. Amen. The bully, he likes to attack. Amen, because his message is not being heard. You know? What's he tell you? Give me your lunch money. I'm not giving you my lunch money today. So what's he do? He beats you down. He blacks your eye, bloodies your nose, bloodies your lip, and guess what? You give him your lunch money. The next day you go to school, the bully meets you, give me your lunch money. I'm not giving you my lunch money. Pow, 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 ow, 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 and you give up your lunch money. The next day you come to school, he says, give me your lunch money. And you know what you do? Before he even doubles a fist, you've got your lunch money out, giving it to him. The next day, he don't even have to say a word. You just give him your lunch money and keep walking. Amen, because you have been beat down. That's what Satan wants to do in your life. Amen, but when Jesus comes into your life, amen, he liberates you from that. You no longer have to give the devil your lunch money anymore. Amen, you no longer have to do that. Now Jesus is in control of your life. Amen, and now the message that Satan has for you is not getting through, and he wants to beat you down. Amen, the bully, Satan, has an agenda he wants for your life. That's right. And he is now no longer able to fulfill his agenda in your life. See, Satan has a plan for you just like God has a plan for you. Satan's plan is to destroy your life. Satan's plan is to destroy you eternally. To send you to a devil's hell. Satan's plan is to wreck and to ruin everything that is good and everything that is lovely in your life. That is Satan's plan. That is his agenda. That is his motivation. But when Jesus comes, amen, he changes all of that. And Satan does not like, amen, for his agenda to be disrupted. And so therefore he will attack. Amen. He will attack. Are you the target of Satan's bullying today? Do you feel like Satan is bullying you? Do you feel like Satan bullying you? Let me tell you, people that get bullied, finally, you know what? If your child is being bullied, there's a few things you'll notice about them. They no longer want to go to school. They fake being sick. They don't want to go to school because they're afraid to face the bully. That's right. They're not honest. They're not upfront. They don't just say, I'm not going to school because of the bully. But they're afraid to tell you why, But that fear gets a hold of them, and they no longer want to do what they need to do or are supposed to do. And I see Christians, they get afraid and they get fear in their heart because Satan has bullied them. They no longer want to be obedient to God. They no longer want to step out and serve God and work for God. Amen. They're very hesitant to be obedient to the work of God and what God is wanting them to do. They don't want even want to lift their hands and worship God. Afraid they'll become a target of bullying. And they're a target. In order for a bully to be successful, okay, there must be a certain response on the part of the target. That target needs to feel like that they are insufficient to prevent that bully from doing what he's doing in their life. The target has to feel like, I can't stop this. I can't beat him up. He's too big. He's too powerful. And so when you get that attitude that I cannot prevent it, that the devil is going to beat me up, you become a target for the bully. And Satan loves those that he can control. He loves it when he can beat you down to where you don't want to be obedient to God. And he gets it in your mind that you cannot overcome. Oh, God help us. Those that perceive themselves to be a victim become a target for the bully. They feel like that they're a victim. Amen. There is a cycle. Amen. A bully must have an act of aggression. And in order for them that aggression, there must be a submission. The bully attacks, you submit. The bully attacks, you submit. It creates a cycle. And once that cycle gets going, it can go for days, weeks, months, years, and sometimes even decades. Amen. That this bully allows this cycle to go on. He attacks, you submit. And there's people that have lived years, amen, submitting to the enemy. Every time the attack comes, they give in and they submit. Amen. So how do you stop bullying? You got to break the cycle. You've got to break the cycle. Sooner or later, you've got to throw a punch back at the bully. Sooner or later, you've got to let the bully know you're not giving in. You've surrendered too much of your lunch money already, and you're not going to do it. Amen. Sooner or later, amen, enough is enough. And you've got to stand up and you've got to say, I refuse to bow down to the enemy any longer in my life. Amen. There comes a time to fight back. You can try to hide long for a while, but eventually you just got to fight back. Do you know there are people that have been bullied to the point of suicide? That they would even take their own life. But I know that there are Christians that have been bullied to the point of spiritual suicide. That they have given up on God and they no longer serve God because they never wanted to fight back to the bully. Well, I want you to know you have power to overcome the bully. Amen. Amen. John tells us you can overcome the wicked one. Amen. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. It's all in our mind that we think Satan is in control and that he has all power. He does not have all power. Amen. But Jesus Christ is the omnipotent one. Our Heavenly Father is the omnipotent one. And as through him, we can overcome. What does he say? Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Amen. You can beat back the devil. You can beat the bully. You don't have to let the devil control your life every day. Amen. I can't stand a bully. And I can't stand to see what Satan's doing in people's lives on a regular basis. Amen. There comes a time you need to fight back.
Amen. You need to get the power of the Holy Ghost living inside of you. Amen. And you need to fight back. Amen. Realize this. Amen. That there's more than just you fighting, all right? Hallelujah. Amen. It's always good to have a big brother. That's right. A big brother. Man. Wouldn't it have been nice? Amen. To have a big brother like Brother Guy standing behind you when the bully came up on you. Wow. Wow. It's kind of like that boy that kept getting beat up and beat up and beat up. So finally he faced the bully. And he got ready to, you know, put up his dukes. The bully's face went pale. The bully began to shake and began to get nervous. And he turned and run. And that boy thought, ah. Man, I scared him so bad. I scared him so bad. But what he didn't know was his big brother was standing behind him. Amen. It's what you need to know. Amen. If you take a stand against the devil, amen, your big brother, Jesus Christ, amen, is going to be behind you. Amen. And let me tell you, there is one thing the bully, the devil, cannot stand against, and that is Jesus Christ. Amen. You can beat the bully. Amen. Why would you want to continue to live with the Satan beating you down? Defeating, yeah. Telling you can't live for God, yeah. You can't serve God, you're never going to be able to be a Christian. Yeah. Tell you what, I don't understand people that live in abusive situations. I don't understand it. I've never been involved in that, but let me tell you, there comes a time you have to break that cycle. You have to break that cycle. Yes, you do. Sooner or later, you got to step out and break that cycle and say enough's enough. I'm not going to expose myself to abuse any longer. I'm not going to live in this environment any longer. I'm going to fight back. Amen. And as a child of God, you need to do something. Because if you don't, Satan will continue to fight you every day. New converts, can I tell you? Amen. Satan's going to attack you. He's feeling threatened right now. He's feeling his position in your life has been taken over. Oh, he's feeling his power. He feels threat. He feels like he's no longer in control of your life. His agenda is not being accomplished in your life. He's not able to destroy you now. He's not happy about that, and he is going to attack you. But you are bigger than the bully. You are bigger than the bully. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Comes a day when enough is enough. Stand with me if you would. Are you going to continue? Are you going to continue to give your lunch money to the devil? Are you going to continue to do that? Comes a day when you say, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm tired of being beat by the devil. Amen. I want to enjoy what I have in Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'm not going to give in. I am not going to resist the devil. Resist the devil. And he will flee from you. I like that story I read to you. Those people in the book of Acts, they had been beaten, imprisoned. They had been commanded to shut up, to no longer speak the name of Jesus, to no longer testify. They threw them in a prison. But in the night, what happened? The angel of the Lord come, opened the door and said, go. Stand. Amen. Speak. Preach. Amen. Let me tell you, church, God's on your side. I believe you can defeat the devil. I've seen too many Christians commit spiritual suicide because they felt like they could not win that battle. You can. You can win. Dear Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, that you move in our heart. God, touch the hearts of people today, Lord Jesus. God, give us liberty, give us freedom in Jesus Christ. God, we ask you to give us victory.
And God will give you glory. We'll give you praise for what you do. Lord, we are tired of being beaten down and bullied by Satan. Lord, it's time for us to rise up and take what is rightfully ours. God, we're going to resist the devil. God, we believe that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. And I believe, Lord, that every one of us today, God, can rear back and give the devil a black eye today, Lord Jesus. And God, I pray, Lord, that you begin to work in their life, each and every one's lives today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. With our heads bowed right now. Amen. Are you being bullied today? Feel like Satan's beating you up? You're ready to get some freedom, some liberty from it? Amen. Why don't you slip your hand up and say, Brother David, enough is enough. I've given too much of my lunch money to the devil. Amen. And I'm ready to start fighting back. I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to quit. Amen. Satan's been attacking me. Satan's been attacking me, but I'm ready to take a stand for God. Amen. Just slip your hand up so I can pray with you today. Amen. It don't matter what area it is. Amen. God bless you. Some area of your life, amen, that you feel like the enemy is attacking you. Attacking. Yes. God bless you. Amen. It's time to beat the bully. You know that? I believe that you can overcome the wicked one. I believe that you can overcome the wicked one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Church, let's come to this altar today. Those who lifted your hand, would you just come with us right now? And come with us right now. And as we come, let's let God begin to give us victory in our life once again. Let's let victory come into our heart and life today, all right? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Those who lifted your hand, just step out. Come right down here with us. Amen. Let's come and experience victory in our life today. Amen. I believe that you can beat the bully. I don't believe that you can continue to be defeated. Soldier.